No problem.
Thank you. Magna Planning Commission meeting Thursday, July 8th, 2021. The time is 6:37 p.m. Okay, Chair.
Hey, the Planning Commission is a voluntary citizens board. Commission's function is to hear and decide applications for conditional use and preliminary subdivision plats and to make recommendations to the Metro Township Council for zoning changes or changes to ordinances or general plans. The agenda is divided into two main categories, business items and public hearing items. At this time, we will begin the business items portion of the meeting. Members of the public may attend but will not participate unless invited to do so by chair or supporting staff. During this time, the commission may discuss and render decisions on policy issues and administrative matters that do not require public input. Special presentations, reports, and updates from supporting staff that do not require a decision at a public hearing may be also made. There will be no discussion of an application request or approval scheduled for the public hearing item portion of the meeting. Today's meeting is recorded, so please speak clearly and state your name and address prior to making your comments. Please note that comments from the audience are only appropriate when presented and recognized by the chair or staff. Okay, so at the present time, we have items of business are the approval of the June 10th Planning Commission meeting minutes. Do I have any comment?
Chairman, I move that we approve the meeting minutes for June 10th, 2021.
I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
I have to say I didn't catch who seconded that.
It's Todd.
Thank you.
Devin, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Jed, aye.
Emmett, aye.
Excellent. Do we have any other items? Acknowledgement passes. Is there any other items of business that need to come before the commission at this time?
Yeah, when can we start meeting in person again?
Well, Todd, I am here at the county building at the present time.
We should be meeting at the Webster Center, not the county.
Okay, there was a reason behind that.
Yeah, no, I thought we were meeting in person tonight. Is there anything that would preclude us from meeting?
Chair Cripps, this is Jim McNulty. Can I address that? The reason the meeting was originally scheduled to be at the government center tonight is we wanted to have access to services if they were needed based on the items that were going to be on the agenda. As you know, the item relative to Donnie Swayze, there's been some back and forth between his legal counsel and the MSD legal counsel, as well as our code enforcement. And they are recommending that the item and what we have that as your second item on the agenda, that be continued until August 12th of 2021, which is the next Planning Commission meeting. We can work to have that in person at the Webster Center. I don't see a reason why we couldn't, but we were going to have legal counsel from both sides, and we wanted the opportunity to have the sheriff's office there if needed. We have all been in meetings before where those kind of services are needed. So that's something we need to discuss, depending on whether or not that item is on or not. We want to make sure it's in control. We want to make sure staff is treated fairly, and there aren't hard feelings or hot feelings, and we can kind of control that atmosphere. And so that was the reason behind scheduling it at the government center. So we need to determine if Donnie will be on the next agenda. The two sides are trying to work out a solution, but we've been directed to continue the item tonight to the next PC agenda unless we're told otherwise in the next few weeks by legal counsel. So that was the reason we are looking to do hybrid meetings. And what I mean by hybrid is there will be an anchor location, and those who want to come can, and others can attend virtually because we can't make everybody attend. But that's what we're looking to do. So thank you.
We have continued, thank you, Jim. We've continued this item twice. I'm willing to allow the continuation for one more time. However, I really did not want to just drag this on and continue it through the end of the year.
Continue what?
The hearing for the conditional use application permit.
Okay, well, that's a separate item. It's up to the chairman to make that determination of a virtual meeting or not, based on
correct. I don't have a problem with returning to in-person meetings. Wendy, is there any pushback to go back to in-person meetings?
Not necessarily pushback, but we are, like Jim just said, we are looking into meeting hybrid, which means that I would have to be at an anchor location, which would be the Webster Center, as well as allow virtual. So double the work for me, but we will show up at the Webster Center.
Do you want to do that next month at the...
That's our plan.
The county?
No, we'll schedule it at the Webster Center. We were just looking for a more controlled environment as for such a short notice. And so, yeah, I don't have a problem coming to the Webster Center on August 12th,
The fact is, both sides, legal counsel, Donnie's legal counsel and our legal counsel, agreed to that. And that's the reason why. That's why I was trying to explain. But we can have the next meeting at the Webster Center as per your direction. That's perfectly fine. And so I would say let's go to the first item of business, and then after that we can talk about the continuation as directed by our legal counsel. They are not here. Clayton Priest is our expert on code enforcement items. This is something that's been going on for a long time. Just needs to be continued to the August 12th agenda. That's how I would advise you, but I'll let you conduct the meeting now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Well, I'm still in business items. I have no problem having an anchor location at the Webster Center as long as staff can accommodate both online and the in-person meeting. I would like to request county services there, a representative from the sheriff's department. If we can do that, then I have no other concerns.
I object to county services. We do have UPD.
Oh, okay. No. That's what I'm sorry. When I state county services, I'm looking at UPD. I include that within that.
Yeah, we're part of the MSD now, not county.
So now, if we can have a unified officer, I think that that would. I don't see any problem having, unless there's any discussion amongst the commissioners.
I think we can arrange for that, Chair Cripps and other Planning Commission members, to have a UPD officer there. That would be perfectly fine. I'll reach out to Paul Ashton and others, and we'll get that done.
Okay. Any other items? Well, then, in that case, commissioners, I'll take a quick straw vote. Those in favor of meeting in person in a hybrid meeting in August, say aye. Dan, aye.
Mark, aye.
Todd, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Jed, aye.
Devin, aye. Devin, aye.
Any opposed or discussion? Motion carries. Okay, any other items of business to come before the commission at this time? Wendy?
Sorry, Chair, I have none. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, then, I'd like to close the business meeting and open the public meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second? I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Aye, Mark.
Todd, aye.
Seven, aye.
Chad, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Hammond, aye.
Hearing no dissension, motion carries.